to know this hack, but you, I was an interesting child. I was just like, okay, I fixed it. But like the first Pokemon game that I actually like knew how to play would have been Pokemon Diamond. Nice. I got it for Christmas when I was like 6 or 7, and I got it at a restaurant, like Christmas dinner. They were like, my mom gave it to me early, and that was a mistake because I didn't talk to anyone.
Yes, I was
just
it.
Like in the corner,
it.
And yeah, like from there it was just like. I always had a DS in my hand, and I was playing Pokemon all the way through. Like, I remember the first Pokemon game I beat was Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Blue Rescue Team.
Solid.
Favorite side game series. Huge inspiration for me, like, not just as a musician, but as, like, a storyteller. Just a beautiful story. And, like, I remember beating it before a ballet recital. Like,
nice.
My hair was being, like, tied into, like, one of those...
Ballet.
I did ballet.
Amazing.
It was awful.
My sister did ballet
I stopped
as well, too.
By, like,
Shout
age,
out to
like,
dancers.
7 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, I remember my hair was being tied and, like, sprayed into those super tight buns they made us all wear. And I was, like, caked in makeup. Because, yeah... It was ballet. If you were 6 years old, you were caked in makeup. You did nothing about it.
Yep.
And I just remember beating Rayquaza and being like, what?
Yes.
And then I had to put it away and go dance to like Nutcracker or whatever.
The things you find out. This
no,
is
it
why
was Little Mermaid.
I love doing this. This is why I love doing this. I did. I was a gold and silver kid.
Ah.
And my favorite part, still to this day, and I love the music for it too, is when you take the bullet train in gold and silver. And it has this like 7 second. But you get the sound effect that's made with the Game Boy hardware. Diamond. Solid.
Yeah.
Solid, solid, solid.
They got done so dirty with the remakes, but at
Agreed.
Least we got Legends Arceus.
Agreed. X and Y was not bad.
I liked X and Y well enough. I never replayed it.
Yeah, yeah. I need to go back and do these because a lot of the times every couple of years I will just
The one I replayed the most was Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Solid.
Best remake.
Yeah.
Out the gate.
Agreed.
The fact you can turn
Agreed.
Around and talk to your little guys. Perfect.
Agreed. Agreed. Did you ever play... Well, so you mentioned Nintendo as well, too.
Yeah.
So what are some other Nintendo games outside of the Pokemon franchise?
Animal Crossing is probably the second biggest. I got Animal Crossing introduced to me when my uncle gave me an R4.
Nice.
If you know what that is.
I do indeed.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And it had a lot of Pokemon games on there, including Pokemon Dash, which... ostensibly is a game, and
it is.
I mean, I'll be
it's
real,
like Pokemon Snap,
the most
it
fun
is.
Part was just squishing Pikachu's little face.
True.
And stretching it out.
True.
And stuff. But yeah, I got like this copy of Wild World, and because it was the R4, every game could enable cheats, but it's Wild World, so I don't know what the cheats would have been. There weren't any on it, so
mm-hmm.
I just like got really like attached to the Nintendo R4 version of Wild World. It was either that or my hacked version of Pokemon Pearl, where I would just like mass produce Darkrai and Shaymin so I could like give them to people.
For those of you in Radioland who don't know, the R4 was a custom DS and DSi cartridge that would slot in, and then it also would have like a micro SD card, I think, or something.
Yes.
Yeah, some of them. And basically, it would allow you to run ROMs and then also do like kind of Game Freak style, or not Game Freak, what was it? Game Genie style.
Yeah.
Where you could like.
You could cheat.
You could
like
cheat.
I was running through walls in Pokemon Pearl to get
yeah.
to like the little Shaymin room.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to Animal Crossing. That's probably like maybe my second favorite Nintendo franchise because yeah, I just remember being like 10 years old and getting attached to all these like little villagers. And I remember I had New Leaf like the first like month it came out. I very briefly, when I was a teenager who used Tumblr, I ran a Tumblr account where I would like upload pictures of my little New Leaf town, which wasn't very pretty, but I tried. I think it was like called like, I don't remember what my town was called. I think it was maybe Meadow. And now I have New Horizons, which I played through a chunk of the pandemic. That was Moonshore, and I had a lot of fun with it.
I haven't touched New Horizons yet because I know that I will probably just get sucked into it. Because in those kind of games, it's tough for me to start a new game without having finished another game because I don't want to. I want to get as much out of that game as I possibly can. So I'm going through.
So you binge game?
Sometimes.
And
sometimes
you fixate.
I do indeed. I like that. Sometimes I'll bounce around, and then of course you know the old favorites that I've been playing with my friends for years. But I know that once I start New Horizons, I will not do anything except make it the exact island that I want, that I have in my head for years since that game came out.
I gave up once I started lagging out the frame rate with my designs.
Mm.
Yeah, the only time that I like popped open Animal Crossing recently, because otherwise, I'll be real, I just use Nintendo Switch as a machine to play Hades now.
Yeah.
Because I really like Hades too.
Oh, Hades is such a good
really
game.
Really great.
Amazing soundtrack. One of the best soundtracks of the
literally.
Year.
Literally. But like besides that, I just use Animal Crossing. I popped it open last week actually because I was procrastinating to look at Dream Towns because people make cool Dream Towns.
Yeah.
I went and looked at a bunch of Discworld themed Dream Towns and I was like, oh, this is so cool.
I love, there's, because I did a lot of like board games and tabletop and that kind of stuff. There's one for the Switch called 51 Clubhouse Games.
Ooh.
Super good, but it's got all your classic stuff in there like checkers, chess, mahjong, rabbits and hair. There's even a little piano that you can play in it
as well.
Yeah. And also shout out to anybody who makes music on portable hardware. On the DS, there's the Korg DS10, but on the Switch, there's actually this one called, I believe it's the Korg Gadget, something like that.
Oh, that's so fun.
But it's an entire music production software on the Switch, so you can have it on the go kind
that's
of thing.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. Any other games or systems?
Pokemon, Animal Crossing, old rhythm games.
Nice.
Well, not old, but like,
yeah,
you know,
but,
like,
yeah, vintage,
from
retro,
like 15,
yeah.
20 years ago, I guess, because that was when I first found a lot of it. Well, not when I first found it, but that was when I first found like the YouTube uploads from like ages ago. I think that pretty much covers the gist of it in terms of like video game inspiration. Like,
yeah.
I have inspiration outside of video games.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
But everyone does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Bitcoover.
Yeah. We focus on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Chiptune, VGM, OSTs, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play a couple selections from some Animal Crossing, some Pokemon stuff. We'll throw some things in there.
Lovely.
And we'll be right back after this. Sweet. Welcome back. A couple of selections from some influential games and soundtracks from the Fairy Thing biography, history, woven tapestry of life experience, as it were. A few more things to just chat about, and then we'll be graced by a lovely live performance. There's two things that I want to chat about before we get to the live performance. Number one, your NeoCities website.
I do guilty as charged.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah,
it's even got a Clefairy mouse icon, like cursor.
Yeah, I found that like on the internet years ago. I just kind of kept it around. Yeah, the NeoCities is very much a work in progress. I like have ideas for what I want it to be. Like, I want it to be a place with like some cute like bonus content. Like, it would be like where I could like write down like commentary on like my existing tracks, do little like lyric breakdowns, and like I was thinking about maybe like having a highlight reel of some of my favorite like freeware that I use, because I don't know, NeoCities is about like kind of like making the web accessible and personizable again. That's
Absolutely.
Not a word, but you know what I mean. So I figured it would be a nice place for resources, whether it's like here's the Fairy Thing scoop or here's free stuff.
It's web 1.0 at its finest.
Yeah, there's a lot of like GIFs from
oh, it's so good. I tried to open one in a new tab just now, and it took me to the archive,
yeah,
the internet archive.
Yeah, it's a Wayback Machine, so
yeah.
That's how you know. Yeah, this is from, like, a lot of the GIFs, I think, are from this website called GIF Cities, or GIF
Nice.
Cities, depending on how you pronounce.
I say GIF.
Yeah, I don't care. It depends on the day and the phase of the moon.
Choosy moms, choose GIF.
But, like, yeah, it's one of those, like, websites that lets you just, like, look up words and get a bunch of, like, you know, like, old graphics from the old web. And I love it, because I love that aesthetic.
Agreed. It's one of the best.
Yeah, there's not much on here now.
It also doesn't use up so much data. I'm just going to say it. It's way easier on loading on resources and stuff.
Yeah. Like I was saying, there's not much on here right now. If you want to see like what my favorite books and movies are, or at least were last year when I started working on this, then that's something. Yeah, I'm hoping to work on it more this year. So maybe there'll be more stuff.
Freak Spotters.
Oh God, my old web novel that I abandoned.
That's okay. It on the website here, which is fairything.neocities.org. Freak Spotters is the tragically hiatus for fun web novel.
It's canceled now because canceled. I decided I put it out of its misery. I have other writing projects.
Back, yeah.
I have a play that's happening in May. It's getting a staged reading. So like I'm still writing, rest assured. Okay. You couldn't stop me from writing.
Good.
Love words. And yeah, I'm also hoping to maybe put writing resources on NeoCities too. Yeah, writing resources, music resources. If I'm gonna have a NeoCities, I'm not just gonna use it to like yap about my interests and my music. I want there to be something for people too.
I had a Zanga back in the day.
Oh, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, this was back in the Angel Fire.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember looking at old Angel Fire websites when I was like 12.
Oh. It takes me back because that's the kind of first experience I had in HTML and programming was making those websites.
Yeah.
And you'd make it so cool.
I know
cool.
just enough CSS to kind of navigate NeoCities.
Yeah.
And a lot of it I remember from my Tumblr days back when I was a teenager.
That's okay. We were all awkward teenagers.
Yeah.
It's something you got to go through. One last thing before we do our live performance. You have another musical outfit that you're a part of called Webpage 505. Tell us a little bit about that.
Webpage 505 is a digital band that I am in. I say digital because I have never met any of these people in real life. But we're still friends and we're still collaborators and yeah, we're still a band. Some of us live in California. One of us lives on the other side of this country, Canada. And yeah, it consists of five musicians, and that's why it's called Webpage 505. And yeah, I wrote this little bio for it where I just said, like, oh yeah, our songs feel cozy and intimate, even though none of us have ever met in person. I'm hoping to make Webpage in the NeoCities actually at some point. I made a card that's card with two R's, one of the like little free website builder things.
Like Squarespace kind of thing, yeah.
I'm hoping to make a NeoCities at some point when I have time, when I'm done my NeoCities, because I think that would really suit the sensibilities. But yeah, we collaborated for a little like music week thing at this little online internet community called Goop House. We all just kind of like started working together because we were like, we knew of each other. Ambient was already a friend of mine, and like, I think I was acquainted with some of the other folks already. So we just decided, oh yeah, we're all gonna just like make a song together. And we made our first song together, then we made another song together for another Goop House event. They're called Goop Week because you have a week to put a song together. And yeah, we decided to make our first like wide release song, so like not just on the Goop House SoundCloud, last year, and that was Snowmelt. And I'm pretty proud of Snowmelt, even though I only did like a little bit of it. It's just like, I don't know, I'm very proud of the Webpage 505 discography, even if I don't do like a lot for it. I do at most, like reasonably, I can only do like 25% of the work.
Yeah, but you remember the band, you got credits, so
yeah.
We have three selections that I wanted to play here. One of them was obviously Snowmelt, mm-hmm. but also Blue Light and Bubblegum.
Yep, those would be our Goop Week tracks.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah. We're hoping to have more stuff out next year.
And
this
can
year,
you,
so,
just so we get it right, can you name off the members of Webpage 505?
Okay. Alo, Ambient, Aloveria, Cat FLP, and me, Fairy Thing. Also, yes, it is very confusing that we have three A names and two of them are Alo and Aloe, so don't worry.
I like it.
We've been fighting for our lives.
I love it.
Yeah.
Webpage 505 coming at you live and direct on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Bitcoover FM with my special guest today, Fairy Thing. We'll be right back. My hearts will beat in time. Maybe this time I won't have to leave. It's hard to close my eyes. The light of day is here. We're back. Webpage 505, a new burgeoning project from Fairy Thing and others.
Yes.
Goop Week. Goop House. I was on the Goop House website while we're in the middle of the break, and it has one of my favorite things, which are interactive cursors that have like little trails, like the snow trails.
I love it.
And this one has music notes and a little bit of woo-woo and colon 3 and all that kind of stuff. I love it. I love it. You can find out more information, goop.house. And of course, webpage 505 on Bandcamp and on SoundCloud as well.
And you can get Snowmelt on all streaming platforms, but right now, Blue Light and Bubblegum are just SoundCloud exclusive.
Yeah.
For now.
Beauty, beauty. One last thing we have for you. We've got an instrument here, a live performance on Bitcoover. Who knew?
Woo.
One of the coolest looking instruments I've ever seen, the Q chord, which it kind of looks like it's got accordion or like not hammered dulcimer, but when they auto tone or something.
Auto harp.
That's it.
Pretty much an electric auto harp.
Yeah.
Except it's kind of shaped like a guitar, and yeah, it is a digital song card guitar. It is the latest currently available version of the Omnicord. They're releasing a new one in the summer. I'm probably not getting it because it's $800.
Ooh.
Yeah, sheesh. But hey, we live. We cope. I'm still in the denial phase. I'm in a like Discord server for Omnicord people, and the like leading debate has just been whether or not it's actually $800, and it's been people like just arguing because they're in denial about it being $800.
Amazing. For those of you who are pianists or musicians, we've got a few keys here, and they go through all the chromatics available in the chromatic scale. We've also got major, minor, and seventh chords.
Yeah, basically the way it works is with one hand, you select chords, and with the other, you strum. There's a little strum plate over here that allows you to, like, yeah. And it just does these little arpeggios in whatever chord you select, so as long as you hit the right buttons, it is impossible to be out of tune. It's a pretty, like, simple, straightforward instrument. Like, a lot of people would, like, argue that it's not really like the most quote-unquote professional instrument.
I don't care, it's still an instrument.
Yeah, it's also used in music therapy, so that's fun.
Let's hear a little sample here.
Okay.
Cool. It's because we've got the microphones on right now.
Oh,
yeah. No. But they'll be able to hear it, and we'll be able to hear your performance in just a moment.
Okay.
But
I was just
making noise.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Sometimes it has tech issues.
We will now be graced by the wonderful presence of the Q chord, played by the lovely Fairy Thing. Thank you so much for doing this deep dive interview. I can't wait for this to go live. I've been wanting to do this interview for a while, and I'm glad it finally happened, and I'm so glad you came up to the station.
Yay!
And we did it here.
Well, I'm already a student here.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not like that much of a trek.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I've been excited for a while. Like, we first met a year ago.
Yeah,
it was club day.
Yep.
And we were like, let's do something, and then we never did.
Yeah,
and then we met again. That's
the nature of CJSF and also Vancouver. I'm just like, I would love to, and then life. Yep, agreed. Again, you can find Fairy Thing's music on Bandcamp, Spotify, SoundCloud, FairyThing. You can also go to NeoCities if you like that. And of course, if you want to get more into the creative and visual and literary output, you can also check out alexkmassey.ca, alexkmassey.ca, and that's where you've got some writing and design work.
Yeah, that's pretty much my portfolio site. So there's still music stuff on there, but like, it's pretty much just linking to my SoundCloud because that's like basically my audio portfolio. But yeah, I'm also a playwright, poet, prose author, and I try to keep all that there, and sometimes I do design, so I have a little page for that. I don't know, it's just nice keeping all my little creative projects in one place, and that place is alexkmassey.ca.
click, and also make sure you support the artist. And any live performances coming up for you?
Nothing locked in.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be doing stuff at some local venues, though.
Yeah.
I had my first gig with Live Acts Canada this month. That was really exciting. Yeah, really lovely event. I had a lot of fun there, and we're hoping to book the next one for maybe March or April. And I also might be doing something with 648 Kingsway
February,
March, or April.
Shout out.
Yeah, just figuring out the lineup.
Beautiful. Again, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Encourage everybody to go check out the music, the art, the design, the aesthetic, a very thing of Alex. We're so, so thankful to have you here. We've been wanting to do this interview for a while. We met like a year ago and then life happens. Yeah. And then like Vancouver has kind of an asynchronous schedule and CGSF has its own schedule and SFU, if you're a student, has its own schedule.
Yeah, so, we met at Clubs Day 2023. Yep. And I was like, we should do something. And you were like, yeah. And then we didn't.
Yep.
And then we met at not Clubs Day, but like some kind of like resource.
SFU student services or SFU Ready, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was at not even the same campus.
No,
and
it's at SFU Vancouver. It's like, oh, hey.
We have met before.
I remember you.
Yeah. And I took some of your stickers and I was like, okay,
amazing.
We should do something.
Absolutely.
And now I've given you a sticker.
I have the Q Chord fan club. I love this. I got to think about the right place to put it. I think I'll probably put it with all my favored stickers on my desktop.
Oh, that is an honor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have it on my desktop because,
That's where my emulation programs are. So that's where this is going to go.
Love that.
Again, thank you so much. Google Fairy Thing, Google Alex K. Massey. And to take us out, we've got a live performance on the Q Chord.
Yeah, after getting me to yap for like an hour. So we'll see how good it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for everybody who tuned in to Vancouver FM. We will be now serenaded by the Q Chord played by Fairy Thing.
Okay. This is Oriad Astronomies, which I am allegedly, hopefully, ostensibly releasing this year.
Child, I fell for the moon, told her, my darling, I'll visit you soon. Child, I was, I never rest, about on her face the American flag. Da 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 da. For a few, there's no such space for us up there too. For better or worse, I'm lacking in net worth, so just stargazing for me. Those words to the moon never came true. That's just what's natural for me and for you. Dreams will stay dreams, dreams will stay dreams of Oriad Astronomies. These days they talk about Mars, and they just maybe distant new stars. Ooh, we made it an art. Ooh, calling things ours. I don't know about you, but I'd be happy with just a piece or two. I'd make the space in this ramshackle place and give it a love that no cost can erase. It was only ever for a few. There's no such space for us up there too. For better or worse, I'm lacking in words, so just stargazing for me. Those words to the moon never came true. That's just what's natural for me and for you. Dreams will stay dreams, dreams will stay dreams.
that's song number one.
I feel like a woman when you hold me. This odd body's all right when you're close to me. I'm broken, others always told me. But I feel like a woman when you hold me. I left her behind on my closet floor. She grew constricting and I slammed the door. It stings, but I don't try to decipher. Day by day, the shedding feels kinder. And the violets are already in my veins. And I'm transfixed by my newborn name. Sappho's verse is alive on my tongue. My transformation's just begun. Body, mind evolves. And it's like a puzzle solved. I could get high on injections of this reflection. At last, it's mine. I feel like a woman when you hold me. This odd body's alright when you're close to me. I'm broken, others always told me. But I feel like a woman when you hold me. These words and rules, they used to prick and bind. But from your lips, they're sweetly redefined. Holy, you love my mythology. And enraptured without apology. I call to the moon, cause she knows it too. The shifting phases, these unnamed hues. I don't care, they said, for your sky stock eyes. Not man or maiden, yet forever the sun's wife. I find others like me, and I'm feather light with glee. Call it new scripture for the old myths, a new picture. I will not hide. I feel like a woman when you hold me. This odd body's alright when you're close to me. I'm broken, others always told me. But I feel like a woman when you hold me. And only then, only then. And only then, only then. Cause it's made of love, cause not for what was. Across the world, it's glorious. A hyper object, it'll but we'll write its name in stardust. Ooh, we'll write its name in stardust. And someone in another time will remember us.
Amazing, amazing live performance on the radio. I love it so much. I wish you could have been here in the studio with me. It's a beautiful instrument. It has almost kind of like a maroon burgundy tone. I don't know what color. It's a very dark. It's a very dark purple. Purple is a beautiful vibe, and I love the way that it plays into the story and the history of you as an artist. Again, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Anything else you'd like to mention before we head off into the wild blue, wild purple yonder?
Well, I am hoping to possibly be releasing some of the songs that I just sang here in some like actual produced style sometime this year. So keep an eye out. The songs were called Oriate Astronomies and Like a Woman, and hopefully they'll be available very soon. I'm actually just waiting on some like recording technology that got kind of like it got mailed over by my bandmate, so it's currently in UPS purgatory. But yeah. Like there are like full produced versions of Oriate Astronomies and Like a Woman on the way.
Amazing.
So if you like what you heard, there's an even better version.
Amazing.
With like synths, backing vocals, harmonies. I tune my vocals because live, it gets
live
a little messy.
Live is live.
It has its charm, but it'll be a cleaner version. There's still some of this in here, though. There's still some Omnicord in here, though. Don't worry.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Again, I cannot thank you enough. Please go and support the artist. Go check out Fairy Thing. Go check out Webpage 505. Go check out Alex K. Massey. All of that stuff. And again, tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM. Keep it locked on Vancouver.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. You're welcome anytime.